This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Oh, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of a mixed bag today. We've got the wheat and the corn complex under a little bit of pressure, while the bean market continues, just like the theme on Tuesday, to find a little bit of strength, up about 3 or 4 cents.
And what do you make of what we've seen out of the beans this week? Has there been anything that has been giving some support to the beans, or has this just been natural movement for the price?
I think a little bit just more natural movement for the price. Some of it's technical in nature. If you look like the July beans, they got over the 200-day moving average back on April 11th, but they stalled out. They got over the 100-day moving average on April 11th, but stalled out against the 200-day. And then ever since then, the next 6-7 days, we've found support near the 100-day and resistance at the 200-day. We've just been kind of trading that range a little bit. There were some aspects of rhetoric that maybe the beans are finding a little bit of support from maybe some of the trade negotiations going on. I read some anecdotal reports that Japan had maybe offered to buy more beans from the U.S. as part of a trade deal, although they're already one of our bigger bean buyers, so I'm not sure really how many more beans they can actually buy. The stock market's rallying on reports that President Trump, in the Oval Office, commenting that he is willing to back down on some of these trade tariffs with China, which is kind of backing us off the brink a little bit, I would say, Mark. And that has maybe people buying a little bit of beans as well, thinking that, you know, eventually maybe China buying beans could be part of a trade deal like it was in their trade deal 6 years ago.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
May corn down 4 1/4 at 471.5. May soybeans up 2 1/4 at 1037.25. May soybean meal down 50 cents at 291.40. May soybean oil up 15 cents at 47.73. Chicago wheat down 4 1/4 at 531.25. Minneapolis wheat down 2.5 at 593 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 5 3/4 at 540.25. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.65 at 207.92. May feeder cattle up $1.65 at 288.57. May lean hogs down 15 cents at 92.07. May pork cutout up 2.22 at 99.97. Class 3 milk up 13 cents at 18.50. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.